job, McKenzie.
All right. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for coming to Planning Commission. If there's any public comment that is not pertaining to any of the agenda items, now would be the time for any public comment. And with no public comment, we will move to agenda item 3, public hearing on the consideration of a rezone. And McKenzie.
Thank you. This is a rezone application, unlike any we've seen recently. It is only for about half of a lot on Redwood, well, it's off of Redwood Road, but it is lot one of the 1100 North Krause Crossing subdivision that we did around 2022. This site was going to be used as a come and go originally, which is when they came in, they formally subdivided this into two individual lots. We rezoned lot two to MD at that time because the land uses are more conducive with what the FAA requires because it's directly south of the Sky Park Airport. So while we might say, this is a great place for a commercial development or a gas station or residential or anything like that, the FAA is like, nope, it needs to be low occupancy, very low load, things like that. So since then, Maverick bought out Come and Go. Maverick did not want to put another gas station on this corner. And so it's kind of just been sitting in limbo. They've been working through some things. If you recall, earlier this year, we had a site plan application for McDonald's to go on this corner. But the applicant actually asked us to remove it from the agenda the day of the meeting. And we don't know really why. I've heard rumors about it's something with figuring out the financing of the land development or the lease arrangements, something like that. But we have talked to the current owner of this property, and they have told us McDonald's is still full steam ahead. They're still working through it. This is kind of part of it to get it over that hump because they don't want the entire lot. They don't need the entire lot to develop a McDonald's. They only needed like an acre. So that leaves the back half of lot one that still is going to be vacant. And they've talked about things like maybe one of the tunnel car washes or something like that going in there, but then you might have access issues and there's a whole other slew of things that could happen. Our minimum lot size in the CG zone is 1 acre. Our minimum lot size in the MD zone is 2 acres. Right now, Crete Carriers, who is directly east of these two properties, has begun creating a site plan to expand their parking lot for their freight trucking operations onto lot two entirely, which from the city standpoint, from staff standpoint, that is the best use for that piece of property. The FAA, I think, will shoot fireworks because they're so excited. We've had a lot of people wanting to put tow yards and things like that there, and this really will be the cleanest, I think, option. But Crete also wanted about 1 acre more. And McDonald's, like I said, only needs 1 acre. So right now, by state statute and city code, an uncontested lot line adjustment is handled administratively through staff. They have applied for a lot line adjustment, which will move the existing lot line in between lot two and lot one over to basically about where the yellow box is and incorporate that piece of land into lot two. So there's no reason we will not approve that. It's uncontested. They're following code. They're meeting all of our standards with the lot line adjustment, and it's done administratively because if they meet code, they meet code. Where this comes to you guys is to make sure it's as clean as possible. They have opted into applying for a rezone application for that 1.106 acres of land that they're acquiring from lot one so that a fragment, so that most of lot two is not MD, and then a 1.106 acres of newly acquired lot two is CG. I hope that makes sense. I'll pause there. Okay, just making sure that you're following. As far as this all goes, the DRC recommends approval of the rezoning of the 1.106 acres of lot one of the 1100 North Cross Crossing subdivision at 1096 North Redwood Road from general commercial to manufacturing distribution with no conditions. There was obviously some talk in DRC about losing the commercial asset of this, but our minimum lot size for a commercial enterprise is 1 acre. And McDonald's can make it work on 1 acre. Other groups like that, commercial development like that, can make that work. And like I said before, the owner has told us that McDonald's is still coming. It's just taking a minute and they can't get the cart before the horse. Additionally, if we were to not rezone this, then it goes back to something I want Sherry to touch on. And we talked to our city attorney about this as well. So if you want to just give them the brief.
So if they don't ask for the rezone, but they do the lot line adjustment, which they're entitled to do, then that parcel will have two zones. Our code says that when you have a parcel that is divided by two or more zones, the more restrictive zone applies. So then the question comes into, well, what is the definition of more restrictive zone? Which is a little bit trickier. So after consulting with the city attorney, the zone that would be more restrictive would be the MD zone, because you have to apply the aspects of the zone that are measurable. So the minimum lot size in the MD zone is 2 acres. The maximum height in the MD zone is 45 feet. In a CG zone, the minimum lot size is 1 acre. The maximum height is 60 feet. So the MD zone is more restrictive. While some people might think that if you compared uses, land uses, uses in the CG might be more restrictive than the uses that are allowed in the MD, but that's subjective into who decides which use is more restrictive than another use. You can't really compare two uses. It's easy when we look at residential and we say it's R1 or R2. We can very easily define which one is more restrictive based on lot size. It's not so easy when you compare two commercial zonings. So the MD zone would be the zone that would be applied over the entire parcel anyway. And so it makes more sense to go ahead and get it rezoned and have it all be in one parcel as
very
requested by the
clean
applicant.
Yeah, and it'll just be clean moving forward. So, do you have any questions? I know that was a lot to get through for a rezone that's only for an acre.
Would the CREET changes that they want to make be allowed in the CG zone to begin with?
So if we didn't rezone it, the parcel would have 2/3 MD, 1/3 CG. The MD is the more restrictive zone, so we would just pretend like the CG zone didn't exist and it would be treated as MD.
So this is just cleaning it up, basically, making it very clean. So,
Commissioner Barr,
is it not working?
There we go. Okay. I had to toggle it 5 times. Commissioner Marsh, will you go back 1 slide?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should have gone through all my slides. Sorry, guys.
Oh. Yeah, well, why don't you go through all your slides and I'll ask my question.
Okay, sorry. Pregnancy brain, let's blame that. Okay, so this is what the existing subdivision plat looks like. Lot 1, Lot 2. Lot 2 is the one in line with the Sky Park Airport. This is what their lot line adjustment does. So all it's doing is moving that dividing center lot line over, and then they're not vacating any easements. So if you looked at the final plat and you saw they had like a PUE running through what is the existing line and a storm drain easement on the other side, none of those are being touched with this. It's just moving the lot line, and that's fine. They understand that by not vacating those easements, they can't build anything other than flat work and landscaping over it, and CREET's wanting to do a parking lot. So, and you guys will see that because it will require site plan approval.
Did you have more slides?
Nope.
Okay. We go back to the one with the sky part. So what is the FAA? You see the flight line there with the width of the like property of the sky park. Is the FAA requiring anything outside of that?
Yeah.
Like what is the amount of like feet, for example, to the west that they would require
heavy
restrictions
are? I wish I had our map up. It's really hard to figure out. It's kind of archaic language, but Sherry's going to talk about it. It goes all ways. It goes You go outside of the airport, you go along the runway, and it's most restrictive when you're directly in front of the runway. Like those buildings that are just south of Lot 2, they were limited on height and use as well because of their alignment with the runway.
So the approach surface is 250 feet on each side of the center line of the runway. That's the approach surface. And then there's these transitional surfaces that you go from the edge of those 250 and they go up diagonally from the ground like this. So the approach surface goes up this way. These transitional surfaces are on the side. And they're at like a slope, if I remember correctly, and I'm probably going to get this wrong. It was like 7-to-1 slope or something like that. Mm-hmm. So in those areas, they restrict the activities that can happen in those areas. They're more restricted in the approach surface. When we were looking at different buildings that wanted to build, that were thinking about building on Lot 2, they had to be back almost all the way to the back property line, and the maximum height that they could be was like 30 feet or 22 feet, depending on as they came forward. It got shorter and shorter, and they didn't want any trees in the park strip. They can't have anything permanent that would be over the 30 feet at the rear property line and 22 feet at the front of the building that they wanted to build.
Which is why it's been so difficult to sell, because people don't want to put their building at the very back and have it limited by height. They want to be able to put it towards the front so they could have traffic movement and things like that.
And then the uses have to be low density. Mm-hmm. So it can't be a business that has 100 workers there. It can't be a hospital. It can't be a school. It can't be residential. It has to be something that's like warehouse that has just few employees instead of anything that has a heavy population there. It can't be a grocery store or a gas station because there's a lot of traffic that goes there. So,
but the lot next door, lot one, whatever develops there also needs the FAA approval. And so, for example, Come and Go, they got to the finish line. They had their building permit, guys. And they had to do special lighting on top of the building to be approved by the FAA. So all of these lots right through here, they don't really go to the other side of the street. The FAA doesn't really care about what's happening on the west side of Redwood. But all of these lots in this image have to take special consideration with the FAA.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm curious, how does the FAA kind of document that? Is there an easement?
They have letters.
Or is it a deed restriction? Or
so we have an ordinance that's airport overlay so that identifies all of these zones. Every airport has to have an airport plan, and then the cities that it impacts have to have an airport overlay. So we have an overlay zone that basically says you have to meet the requirements of the FAA. So before we approve anything in there, we say, hey, you need to go get a letter of clearance from the FAA for whatever the use is and the structure that you intend to build. And we won't issue a building permit until we have those letters. So it's a team effort, I guess you could say.
But we've done it a couple of times now. We had it with the entitled building that's on this lot that Wright Development Group was going to construct. It was just a flex office building. Well, they got approval for it. I don't really know what happened to it. And then the Come and Go also has had FAA approval. And did McDonald's get theirs? So it's achievable. People are able to get those approvals. And like I said, everything that Hughes did just directly south of this, they did the same process.
So, Commissioner Jorgensen, this to me doesn't seem particularly controversial. It seems like a pretty good solution for the circumstances that exist here. The only question I have is so there was a really good discussion in the joint session with the City Council about the master plan and 1100 North, or as this map says, 2600 South.
Yeah, Google.
It comes up in discussion about the importance of that in the general plan and long-term objectives, and there was mention of certain things that they'd like to see. I'm assuming most of that could take place with the exception of maybe street trees. Is that a fair assumption?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, okay. They still do all the same level of improvements. They'll still have to beautify the area, and actually CREAT has been one of the more successful groups in this area of maintaining their property. And they're fully on board with complying with all of our new water efficient landscaping standards and doing their best to make this a beautiful area. So they haven't pushed back on any of the code sections that I've given them. And like I said, this will all come back around to you guys no matter what, whether we rezone this, whether it's rezoned or not, you will see a site plan application for this expansion. and they wanted to get it soon because they want to be able to start work in the spring, according to my conversation today.
Thank you. Any other questions right now from the commission? All right, we will open the public hearing. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Dee Lawless, I don't know if we have any other public that's going to speak or not, but I drove by there this afternoon just to make sure what it looked like. If you remember, this piece of property was one big one, and they divided it, and a lot of other things have happened to it. As I drove by there, if you look across the street to the north, you'll see that they have some hangars or whatever, the new buildings that they put on the airport there. And because of what Mackenzie was saying about the levels going up as you get from the center line to the outside of it, the west side of that, next to the picture up there of lot one, probably is at the edge of that area, and it goes clear over to some place about where the creek building is there, because if you look at it, that's how about how far it is. And to the south of there, those buildings are short enough. So as I looked at it, I thought, if they tried to put anything else in there, if it stayed the same way and McDonald's came in or some business, that would be a detriment to those buildings that they, or anything they put in there, because that is in the flight line. I don't know if you've ever been around an airport and watched planes come in, but sometimes it's very tricky when you have wind shears on the side of it. And so I think that, you know, from a standpoint of me being public, I think this is the best usage that could be used of it, because it's just going to be storage of probably empty container trucks. No people, no big things that can catch fire if we have a plane land on them. So me, public, I approve of it.
Thank you, Dee. Any other public comment? All right, we will close the public hearing and then move to any further discussion from the commission or a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I'm prepared to offer a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the proposed rezoning of 1.106 acres of Lot 1 of 1100 North Krause Crossing subdivision at 1096 North Redwood Road from General Commercial CG to Manufacturing Distribution MD with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. And any comment or discussion on the motion? And then all in favor say aye.
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 And any opposed? All right, and it passes. Thank you. And we will move to agenda item 4, consideration of a site plan approval for MC Green's accessory storage structure at 181 South.
Perfect, thank you. This one will be a little easier than the last one. I'll be able to be a little more brief. So 181 South, 750 West, is zoned manufacturing distribution. It's on all sides manufacturing distribution except for directly to the east, where it is the MG zone or the general industrial zone that is Big West Oil. So it's pretty secluded in the MD zone. It is accessed only by a private drive or private cul-de-sac, and it's at the end of the cul-de-sac. So unless you knew it was there, you'd miss it, and it's not visible from any public right-of-way. In 2020, there was a site plan approval for the main building. It's a contractor's office with a shop, and then they have their outdoor storage yard. It is surrounded by Grammel Construction Company, Equipment Share, and Amcor, and then, of course, Big West Oil. And this location is used by MC Green, which is also a contractor. They have submitted a site plan application for a new 10,800 square foot accessory structure on the site. So if you're looking at this site plan, it's the blue in the back corner of the property. Right now, the back half of the property is just a dustless surface, if we can call it that. I'm not really sure what it is, but either way, it's not paved. That's what it is. And so in order to put this structure on there, they are going to put down first a 10,800 square foot concrete pad. That is what has provoked this to come before Planning Commission, because as you remember, anytime we disturb or we create new hard surface that is over 5,000 square feet total, it has to become compliant with our low impact development standards and our stormwater standards and go through the site plan review process. So this structure they are trying to put on this property is supported on a block foundation. Thank you, Sherry. Now she's just running. I don't even have to worry about it. And it is a clear span product that has a fabric cover, which you can see kind of up in that picture. They are going to be using this structure to store tools, equipment, and material and just reduce the overall need for outdoor storage. And the proposed structure meets all of our setback requirements. It's outside of the 10-foot public utility easement that run on the side and rear of the property. It's 40 feet, 2 inches tall from finished grade to the roof peak. So that includes the block foundation supports that you see in this elevation. If you're just looking at the fabric cover component of it, it's 34 feet, 2 inches from the block foundation to the roof peak. The maximum height for all structures in the MD zone is 45 feet. And like I said before, it's not visible from any public right-of-way. And so our normal massing and building design regulations that we see are not applicable here. Additional parking is not required because the use associated with the structure doesn't have any additional people coming to it. It's just storage. The site will meet the drainage and low impact development standards due to the impervious area increasing more than 5,000 square feet. The city engineer is still reviewing those standards, but I'm confident they're close. They didn't really have to do that much of a change because they did their site plan in 2020. So it's just accounting for this new square footage. We, as a DRC, are recommending approval of this site plan application with the condition of completion of engineering red lines, if any. As it stands right now, I'm still waiting on our city engineer to get me her either we're A-OK or there's still a few red lines. So that's kind of why that's there. And I know we aren't really doing those anymore, but I beg and pleaded to get her to do this one so I can get this across the finish line before leaving on maternity leave. So if you have any questions, I'm here and the applicant is also here.
Any questions?
Commissioner Marsh, so this is before us because it has to meet the low impact development standards because it's over 5,000 square feet?
Yep, you're taking over 5,000 square feet of pervious surface and turning it impervious, and our site plan code requires that when you hit that threshold, you have to go before a site plan review. Or if they were even just putting this without a concrete pad and just putting a structure on top, they're still creating something that water can't go in the ground, and so they'd still have to do this. But so that 5,000 square feet is a magic number.
And that, code. I guess it's just, I find it odd that it's before us, that it's not just pure administrative.
Yeah, Sherry did too. I had a reminder what the code said.
Is there a way that we can change the, you know, suggest to the city council that we change the code?
Because I'm pretty sure we're following what the state or federal guidelines are for low impact development standards.
Okay, it's just I find it odd that this is before us right now, but that's fine.
We sometimes get even little parking lot adjustments, and we're like, why?
It wouldn't change the low impact design standards. We could change the code that triggers a site plan review by the city, by the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
We could change that standard. But it would also affect other developments that are more than 5,000 square feet that we would want the Planning Commission to review when they're brand new developments, right? So there are pros and cons to that.
Sure.
And by the way, just because it's administrative, it's still administrative before Planning Commission.
I get it.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody.
Administrative is great.
Yeah.
You guys are going to run yourselves out of meetings if you keep removing stuff, though.
We're on here anyway. Last more than 5 minutes. I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the site plan for MC Green's accessory structure at 181 South, 750 West, with the condition of correction of any engineering red lines, if any.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. Comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? And it passes. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And we will move to agenda item 5, report on city council action items.
I'm not seeing Sherry jump. Do you want to update them on this
Sherry?
One?
So the city council approved the storage unit overlay zone for the storage city property, just as similar as we did across Center Street. So that was approved. That's all I have from that.
And I just wanted to remind you guys, December 4th is the city council, planning commission, all the boards holiday party. So hope you're going. Are you going?
Yes.
Did you convince your husband?
I RSVP too.
Yes. Okay, good news. And then just letting you guys know where we're at. We have advertised for the Planning Commission seats that are opening, and we got 17 applicants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We got a pretty big group, and honestly, there are a lot that are very qualified and have really good experience and things like that. So we're kind of up against a wall figuring out. That's what we were doing just before this meeting, why I was late. We're trying to figure out who who to interview. But
well, can we do like rush week?
Yeah, no kidding. Come tell us about you. Dress up. Anyways, so hopefully by the next meeting, we'll have a better idea of who the mayor is going to appoint. I think he's not going to appoint them until the first meeting in December. But we'll know for sure before the beginning of January when Commissioner Tucker and Ward will be gone. And then we are having a meeting on November 25th. I believe the Health and Wellness Committee are going to come and make a presentation to you. You also have a public hearing and possibly a conditional use permit, if not more. It's supposed to be our slow time of year, and we've been inundated with applications this week. So poor Sherry, because I'm pretty sure this is my last Planning Commission meeting.
Oh,
so for 3 months. So anyways, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Just so you know, we're approving 2 sets of minutes tonight. Just wanted to make sure you had that on there.
Great. All right. Two times, Ron.
Okay.
We're going to move to the approval of the Planning Commission minutes from October 14th, 2025. Any adjustments to the minutes as they're drafted? And if not, we can do a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes as drafted for the October 14th, 2025 meeting.
Thank you. And a second.
Mr. Hallberg, second.
Thank you. Any comment? And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? And then approval of the City Council and Planning Commission joint meeting of October 14, 2025, the meeting minutes. Any adjustments as they're drafted? And if not, a motion?
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer another motion. Again, I enjoyed the meeting, though. I thought that was a really interesting and productive meeting, and I appreciate the joint session. So again, Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the joint City Council and Planning Commission meeting of October 14, 2025 as drafted.
Thank you. And a second.
Commissioner Marsh, second.
And any comments? And all in favor say aye.
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 And any opposed? All right, and we are adjourned.